Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Something else we still have to remember to do is wash our hands regularly and also not touch our faces. On average, that's something we do 23 times an hour. But a new device could help cut that out. It's called the Vibe Pro. On the line, it's its inventor, Max Melia. Max is 15. Afternoon, Max.
Hello, Sean.
So, is this something you kind of dreamed up when you were off school, or had it been in your mind for some time?
Also, it came about a couple years ago when my family and I were having a conversation as to how to reduce colds and flus. But until recently, when my parents contracted coronavirus, which I was very worried about, I saw the potential in the device to do a lot of good. So I decided to launch a Kickstarter to get this funded and get the working prototype into the final production design. So you can look on Kickstarter for BYB PRO, and you can find more information on there.
As you say, your parents both contracted COVID. Were they very ill, or how did they get through that?
So, yes, they were very ill, but they are they're doing all right now. Obviously, there is a bit of scarring in the lungs and stuff, but they're getting on fairly okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe to us how this device works.
So it will alert users when you put your hand up to your face using position sensing technology and programmed algorithms to tell it when you're about to touch it. This is important because the World Health Organization and the government both say that we really need to stop touching our faces, as it is one of the main ways that viruses like COVID-19 infect your bodies.
Mm-hmm. And it's a watch, is it?
So it's a silicone band with the pod in, which is hygienic and splash-proof, that you wear on both wrists, yeah.
But it's not actually a watch. If you had a watch, you'd have to wear a watch separately.
No. Yeah. But we are thinking maybe in the future we could implement it maybe into something like a smartwatch or something in the distant.
And does it know immediately where your face is, if you know what I mean? Or does it have to kind of learn the dynamics of each individual user?
Well, as I said, it has the algorithms that tell it when your hand is about to touch your face, so it can tell you and vibrate to stop you touching your face and breaking these habits.
Did you write the code for all this yourself, or did you kind of farm out those jobs to other people?
No, so I needed to bring on a product designer to do all that coding and technology for me, as I'm not really experienced enough to do all of this myself.
Yeah. But given that you had been talking to your parents about this before COVID, is there a technology background there in the family?
My dad, you know, he can basically code, but not anything advanced, but yeah.
Right, okay. But are you an entrepreneurial family that you would be thinking about these things?
Yeah, I'd say my dad's designed a few other things.
Right,
he's an engineer as well.
Yeah, and so, as you said, you have a Kickstarter campaign. And how much money do you need to raise to launch it properly, and where are you at now?
So we need a minimum of £60,000. But to break even, we need £150,000. And if any profits we'll make, we'll be donating to health workers and care homes to keep them and their patients safe.
Mm-hmm. And the first run of the devices that you'll have produced, as I understand it, you will be giving them to frontline workers. Is that right?
Yeah, any profits we make, we will be donating the devices to them.
Yeah. When do you expect to go back to school, Max?
I've just broken up for, in a couple of days we'll be breaking up for summer, so we'll think I'll be going back just after that in September.
Right, and when you're still going to school then, and how's that working? Do they have social distancing in your school, or what are they doing?
So, yeah, I've only been in a couple of days because they can't allow all the students back in. They do have social distancing rules. They space the desks out, and it's quite a controlled environment with lots of hand sanitizers and good health regulations.
Right, okay. And have you found that is impeding your education or things in terms of what you're learning pretty much the same?
No. Well, we've mostly been doing it online, but when we have been at school, it has been good because the teachers have given us good advice and good feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. Max, thanks very much for speaking with us today. And best of luck with the Vibe Pro there. That's spelled VYBPRO. Max Melia there, we were just talking to.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.